Well, it's finally happened. The Buffalo Sabres have traded Jack Eichel. Eichel and a third rounder headed to the Vegas Golden Knights for Alex Tuch, Peyton Krebs, a first rounder, and a third rounder. We'll break down the trade, the implications for both teams, and see where they go from here. All that coming up next on the Talking Puck Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at CallahanOnAir. Thank you so much for joining me here. And don't forget Talking Puck TV on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, all through the hockey season. Join Mike Haynes and myself, and we talk. I know we're going to be talking about this. Jack Eichel finally traded. So Eichel in a third, just to recap, to the Vegas Golden Knights. Some thought it might be the Calgary Flames, but he goes to Vegas in exchange for Alex Tuch, Peyton Krebs, a first rounder, and a third rounder from the Golden Knights. So let's start with the Sabres end of things. Just in case you've been living under a rock, the quick recap. Eichel has had a neck problem and wanted to have a disc replacement surgery that in North America is experimental. It's a little more common in Europe, but this is what he felt would give him the best chance. Sabres doctors said, no, we want you to have spinal fusion. So in the NHL, as part of your contract, the team has the final say over your medical decisions. So a lot of players, we've heard tales of this coming out. Robin Leonard spoke about it earlier this year. Sometimes you are misdiagnosed, mistreated, and your injury either doesn't heal properly, or continues to linger, or causes other problems. So teams don't always get it right. I mean, that's the real world. Doctors don't always get it right. Sometimes teams have ulterior motives as to what treatment they want a player to receive or not receive. Get surgery, not get surgery. In this case, Eichel, who's still a young man, said, I believe this is the best way forward for me. I want to have this disc replacement. It gives me the best chance for quality of life beyond hockey. And it's hard to really argue with that. So, but they were at an impasse. Eichel hadn't had anything done, tried to give it rest and recuperation, which was recommended by the team, but then that didn't work. The team said, no, we want you to have spinal fusion. So he said no, hasn't been playing, has been sitting out on IR, and now that he's been traded to Vegas, will have the procedure. So Buffalo chose that hill to die on. They stripped him of the captaincy. It was clear they were going to trade him. I actually think they got a pretty good return back, considering what was out there. I think maybe at the end of the day, things elevated. Alex Tuch is a very good player to bring back. Tuch himself is actually out on the IR for another couple of months here. But when he does come back, a top six quality forward. Had a tough time breaking the top six in Vegas on the wing just because he was behind some really good players. And that's really what it comes down to. That is, I've covered Vegas, especially in the last year and a half, very closely. And Tuch was just part of a numbers game there. So he was the guy they could afford to part with. And Vegas knows what they're giving up, but by the same token also understands what they're getting. But Tuch, once healthy, is a top six winger. Peyton Krebs, the best prospect, not a goaltender, in that Vegas organization. And there was talk that Krebs might have been able to crack the lineup at some point this year on a more permanent basis. I don't know if he's quite there yet, but Vegas has not been shy about parting with its prospects. As a matter of fact, pretty much every top pick they've had now, they've gotten rid of. So they kind of use those players because they're drafting lower, and we'll talk about that more in a moment, but they're drafting lower. So those players take a little longer to develop and produce in the NHL. Eventually, some of them do. I mean, look at Nick Suzuki in Montreal. Now, he's part of the Max Pacioretty trade. Would you rather have Suzuki or Pacioretty? You could debate that if you want, but in the short term, Pacioretty has been the big gain for the Golden Knights. You have to be able to say, you know what, we're going to part with that player even though we really like them, but we'll trade the potential for the now. And that's what Vegas did because they came out of the gate hotter than anyone thought they would. Remember, I mean, their first year, they went to a Stanley Cup final. Who knew? So that's kind of what Vegas is still doing, is they're in that win-now mentality. So they send Krebs to the Sabres, which I think is actually the better piece than Tuch, and I like Tuch. But I think that Krebs long term, can be a more impactful long term player for the Buffalo Sabres. I don't know that he's ever going to be what a healthy Jack Eichel could have been, but there was no point. Eichel's not coming back to the lineup. So the first and the third rounders, and again, talking about Vegas, they're drafting late. They're drafting deep in those rounds. Even with the first rounder going that way, the Golden Knights are fully mortgaging that this is going to be a 30th or lower pick. So 30, 31, 32, they're going to make a deep run, blah, blah, blah. That's the gamble they're making there. I mean, the Sabres are going to be picking from the bottom of the first round with that Golden Knights pick. It's nice to have for the Sabres, who also give a third up going the other way. But they get that first and that third from the Golden Knights. So a nice haul, and probably more than I think most people would have expected them to get. I think Buffalo did a nice job to get what they got here, especially to get Krebs in the deal with Tuck. I like it. But I like it for Vegas, too, because they are getting a guy who, in my mind, when he's healthy, and he has to be healthy, and we'll wait and see, is a top five center in the NHL. Not the league, or sorry, not the division, not the conference, the NHL. Jack Eichel is a top five center in the NHL. Chandler Stephenson has been the guy riding the middle between Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone for the Vegas Golden Knights. Pacioretty and Stone have made anyone who plays in that center slot better. They just do. They are such good, such talented players. Stone is so aware as a two-way player. He takes some of that defensive responsibility and concern away from a center. And that is something that really has helped the Golden Knights to kind of get through there without having a true number one center. Stevenson's a third-line center. And as far as the Golden Knights go, that whole top line now, which will be Pacioretty, Stone, and Eichel, they're all on IR. So they're kind of beat up. They're banged up at this point of the year. This means that for Vegas, the focus is really going to be on that playoff stretch run if Eichel's able to get healthy by then. And I think that's kind of the other part of this gamble, is that that's what they think is going to happen. So if they can get Jack Eichel healthy by then, I think that that is going to give the Golden Knights one of the best lines in the entire NHL. So no question for me, one of the best lines is going to be Pacioretty, Eichel, and Stone. So that, to me, all by itself is important, because what Vegas has struggled to do is score goals consistently, especially in the playoffs. They score in bunches. They will go through runs where you look at Vegas and you say, oh my goodness, what an offense. And that's true. But then it disappears. And we've seen it in the playoffs now the last 2 years, where they don't have that top center, that game-breaking guy, that playmaking guy like Eichel, who can break things open. And to me, bringing him on board could be what kind of puts them over the top here, as far as the ability to consistently score, consistently produce. They have an excellent second line. They have a really good top six. So for the Golden Knights, they used to have a little bit more depth scoring, but they couldn't rely as much on the depth scoring either. That would dry up too, especially in the playoffs. So I think what Vegas has done is get the best player available when healthy, and they've gone for it. They're going for it this year. They, you know, are up against the cap, and they struggled to make that number work, but somehow, without retaining salary for Buffalo, they're bringing Eichel in. I'll be interested to see how that's going to pan out for them as well. And then finally, Buffalo made a subsequent deal with the Islanders. They acquired the rights to Johnny Boychuk, who retired last November because of an eye injury. He's on long-term IR. He carries a $6 million cap hit, and his contract expires at the end of this year. Future considerations going the other way. That allows the Islanders cap space if they're going to make a move later, and it gets Buffalo over the floor without a problem. So, you know, that, and then Buffalo can figure out their cap situation in the summer. So that has been dealt with as well. I like this trade for both teams. It's rare you will say that. And it's rare that I'll say it from a hockey perspective. I think from a hockey perspective, this is actually a pretty good trade, because let's just say, I mean, who knows, but even if Eichel doesn't get 100% healthy and Tuck doesn't get 100% healthy, you still have two very good players going each way, and then Krebs is just young and still developing. And if they've got time to bring him along, or who knows, maybe put him up on the Sabres and see what he does for a little while, I think it helps both teams. I think Eichel will be healthy. I think he will recover. And when he does, Vegas is going to be a very, very scary team up front. All right, that's it for the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan, and don't forget, Talking Puck TV is on YouTube and on Twitch. Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time with myself and Mike Haynes. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and Mike is now on Twitter at BusterTheDog33. You can tweet him and ask him about it there. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.